Live. You can bring up anything here as we launch into the second hour of the program at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl's going to tell us about a new weapon to use against the police.
What?
Which is in not any way going to cause them physical harm. We'll get to that story here in a moment. Also, the latest on something else really dumb that Rand Paul has apparently said recently. And your calls, if you make them, about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. So in the last hour, I intended to play some audio for you, and we never actually got around to playing the audio because we just ended up talking about court outreach, talking about don't take the plea deal and jury nullification and what these things mean and some different aspects of how to perform outreach and, you know, how we do things here in the Keene area, and that these are things you can duplicate in your area. If you'd like to, you can go to tools.freekeene.com. You can download the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer there. There's one for national, so there's one for New Hampshire specifically, so if you're in New Hampshire, you want that one. But if you're in anywhere else, you can use the national one. And it's great tools. And then the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org is a great resource for jury nullification information. Now, we don't use FIJA info here in Keene because we have designed our own flyer, NHJury.com, which includes a lot of the same info that you're going to get from FIJA, but we wanted to more localize it and make it more custom. In fact, we're actually working with Meg McLean, former Free Talk Live co-host, on redesigning the graphics on the flyer. We've had the same flyer for several years now, and it's time for a refresh. Plus, there's that new law that was passed in 2012, which actually enshrines jury nullification here in New Hampshire, so it's worth it putting in some sort of reference to that's existence.
Yes.
And so we're, you know, constantly working to improve this. Anyway, today, you and I, Daryl, we went to this courthouse. It's a brand-new court building, $10.6 million courthouse. They've combined both the district and the superior courts into the same building, but there's two different
courts. As
well
as the family court, the probate, right, and any other courts that there might be that I can't think of.
I think that about sums it up. So we're in there. I'm doing the jury nullification outreach on the second floor or the third floor, however you want to look at it. And then you're on the floor below me doing don't take a plea deal. One of the guards from or the bailiffs from the court, the superior court, comes out, threatens me, and says I'm soliciting. Now, soliciting to me sounds like a legal term that has to do with asking for money or perhaps promoting a business. That seems like what you'd be doing if you were soliciting. But engaging in free speech with the purpose of informing members of the public of their rights doesn't seem to me to be soliciting.
Doesn't sound like it to me either.
But nonetheless, he came out, he threatens me with arrest, and as he's walking away, he makes some smarmy comment about how he doesn't want to see me get arrested today. He's just trying to help me out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have my camera out for the initial conversation with Mr. Tebow, the court security agent, but that's basically a summary. It was relatively short. He came out, threatened me, and then went away to go and get the sheriffs when I refused to leave, because it should be my right to hand out information inside a courthouse building. I wasn't being disruptive. I wasn't yelling at anybody. I certainly wasn't soliciting. So he goes away. I called Daryl up. And that's where the video picks up, because you came, I gave you my video camera, because
yes,
we knew they were going to come back and proceed to threaten the both of us here. So here's the audio.
In the courthouse, and we can't be cussing that out.
No, it's freedom of speech, not solicitation, not selling anything.
So that was one of the clerks.
You know what solicitation means?
Right. So that was one of the clerks. She's there taking the jurors who are coming in and kind of scanning them in. And they've got this new system that they're using now that used to be a very old school system. Now they've got some fancy lawyerly system that they're probably paying a boatload of taxpayer dollars for that allows them to, like, scan barcodes and send emails to jury members and things like that. So that's what she's doing there. So she storms off after saying to me that this is solicitation. So we continue here. Now, there's some cuts in this video. This is a 15-plus minute long video, so I've cut out all of the waiting portions because there's a couple times when the sheriffs come and go and they, like, confer with the judge in chambers. So we're still waiting on the sheriffs to show up here.
Yep. We'll see about that. Morning, gentlemen. Would you like some information about your rights as a juror?
Now, that's me asking the sheriff as he approaches. Sheriff Shanks, Sheriff's Deputy Shanks, shows up with another one of the court bureaucrats.
And he's got a bit of a smile on his face.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. This guy is one of the nicer sheriffs, and I like him personally. He obviously doesn't want to be here doing this, but he's doing it because, you know, it's his job.
It's a paycheck.
And so he's approaching.
All the evil things have been done in this life for a mortgage.
So he's walking up with one of the other court security officers, who is another one of the grumpy. So, like, the court security agents in this building, they work for the sheriff's department. So technically they're sheriffs, but they're dressed differently. And
they can't arrest anybody.
And they can't arrest unless they are, I don't think there is any circumstance where they can arrest. I don't even know if they can arrest if a judge tells them to arrest.
Yes.
Can they?
Because Pete was arrested by bailiffs.
Was he? They didn't call in the sheriffs?
I believe Jason Talley was arrested by bailiffs.
Okay. Maybe if they're direct.
Demo was arrested by bailiffs.
Maybe if they're under direct orders in the courtroom, they can do it with the judge. Because normally when they arrest somebody, they call the sheriffs in to do the arrest.
When a Demo was arrested, he was in the stairwell. And Judge Burke told the bailiffs, arrest this man.
But those are
he
different
just
bailiffs.
Threatened me.
Those bailiffs are different. The bailiffs in district courts in New Hampshire are employed by different agencies, so maybe there's different rules. Anyway, so as
they seem remarkably like tattletales, from what I can tell.
Oh, yeah, and you'll see them do it here in this video, where one of them points at Daryl and accuses him of something, just like a little school child would. So anyway, Shanks is approaching, and I offer him the jury nullification flyer, as I would pretty much anybody.
It's the same deal as the old building. You had to do it outside over there. You had to do it outside here.
Nobody ever told me that.
But why would the routine change? It's the same. It's the same.
I just happened to stand outside last time. Okay. It's comfortable. It's warm in here. It's too wide. I'm going to be able to hand out information about people's rights,
right,
which is what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, you're going to need to do it outside.
Because of why?
Because that's what the judge wants.
That's what the judge wants.
Correct.
So are you saying it'll be contempt of court charge if I continue to hand out information to members of the public?
I think you can just do it outside. I know it's raining, it's a lousy day out there to do it, but that's how it's going to be.
Right. So. Or else.
We haven't got to the or else.
Oh, Ian, why do you do this to us?
And so it's important to ask questions when you're being told something by government bureaucrats. Number one reason is it gets you to linger there longer and, you know, more people see what's happening around you.
And something else that should be pointed out, if you're watching the video,
which you can by going to freekeen.com,
at the point in audio that we're at, you will notice that the camera lifts up to specifically avoid filming a juror that walks between me and the sheriff's deputy.
Right. The majority of the video, the original raw video, is the camera pointing at the floor because that's when the sheriffs weren't there.
Right.
And you weren't recording the jurors. So let's just continue here with the audio.
I don't really want to get to the oral.
I know you don't want to, so, but that's what this is about.
Can we do it outside?
I could, but it's nice and warm in here.
Isn't that nice of him to ask? I mean, he's asking. He's trying to be as nice as he can possibly
be. Well,
that's
the way
this.
People don't see the confrontation. Come see the violence inherent in the system.
Oh, these bailiffs would have had no problem being very,
no,
very
they
nasty.
Wouldn't, yeah.
Can you just get in the train car going to Auschwitz, please?
It's obviously an exaggeration, but an absurd exaggeration, but that's really what it comes down to. Now, I don't know whether you have the right to be in this courthouse or not. I'm kind of interested.
I don't know
that.
Either, but I'm sending the video to my attorney, John Meyer, to ask his opinion about it.
Right. But I just think that the confrontation's interesting. Now, I think it's worth pointing out, and I don't know that it has been pointed out sufficiently in this hour, is that, Daryl, you were downstairs doing the same thing in the district court. This is just upstairs in the circuit court in a new building.
He had a different flyer. He was doing plea deal outreach.
Okay.
The district same thing, giving flyers to people as they came into
you were
the
in
court.
The same area, right? Like by the elevator?
I was actually a little bit further around, so I was basically in the hallway.
Okay. We're going to come back with more here. There's more to this video where they continue to threaten me, and then I actually get them to walk away and leave for a little while as I continue to hand out flyers. And there's more to this. Pretty entertaining.
And I've got a theory why.
Why they left?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back with that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Roman through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Check him out there. As we continue here, we will take your calls if you make them about whatever you want. We're actually in the middle of some audio that we're going to continue here in a moment. I did place a link to that audio on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can review it at your leisure, and actually can watch the video that goes along with it of Daryl and I being threatened in the courthouse today for exercising our right to free speech and our right to be the free press. We'll continue with that audio in moments.
So if you've been trying to get bitcoins, you probably heard about bitcoins. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've certainly heard about bitcoins. You've heard all about bitcoins. So to get bitcoins, you go to cashandthecoins.com. The instructions there are clear and easy. I went and did it on my own. I mean, all you have to do is read the website, and not a lot of reading. They make it very simple. Cashandthecoins.com. It is safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. All you need in your area is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. You just deposit the money there and send a picture of your deposit slip within, I think it's 24 hours they have to send them.
No, it's a business day.
It's a business day. I'm sorry.
Could mean you would be waiting through the weekend if you did it Friday.
That, right. So within a business day, you'll have your bitcoins, and that's how it is. So with you get your bitcoins, you have the option of giving half the fee to a bitcoin-oriented charity, and orders under $40 carry no fee. It's cash into coins.com. It's cashintocoins.com.
I have used cashintocoins.com on a Saturday at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time and had my bitcoins before I bought lunch.
But was that before they changed their policy to one business day?
I believe so.
So their policy is now one business day.
But a lot of banks and credit unions are open half day on Saturday, so is Saturday being considered a business day?
That'd be a good question to ask the folks over at Cash into Coins. I don't know about that.
Well, they have very responsive customer service. All you have to do is send them an email, and I'm sure you'll get the answer.
They focus on customer service there at cashintocoins.com. All right, so continuing with the audio here, I've been threatened by court bailiffs. This happened this morning, by the way. The video's up at freekeen.com. It's the top story there right now. And I was threatened, told to leave. I was handing out information about jury nullification, something totally appropriate to do in a public place, especially in a courthouse. And the reason why I was threatened this time was, as opposed to the dozens and dozens of times I'd done it in the past, was because every other time I'd been outside the courthouse. Today, I went in because it's a new courthouse, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to try to stake a claim here and go in and actually be in the court.
They tried to.
I tried.
They did too.
And they were very upset about that.
They put up a defense.
Yeah, and so they threatened me. They said it's soliciting, and I can't be there doing that, and I'm going to go get a bailiff says he's going to go and get the sheriff. So bring the sheriff out. He's one of the nicer sheriffs, and he's trying to be very nice to me. And basically, you know, sheriff's deputy to Shanks is his name. And he's coming out and he's saying, you know, you can't do it here. You got to go downstairs. So I ask why, you know, what are you going to do? What's the threat? Right. I throw it right out there. What or else what? I ask him. And so we continue with the audio.
I could, but it's nice and warm in here. So I'd rather be in here. And I think most of these people would like to be in here. And it's a public place, is it not?
It is.
Okay. So why shouldn't a member of the public be able to hand out information?
What were you going to say, Mark?
Is it or isn't it a public place?
He said it is.
Yeah, I mean, is it or isn't it? And that's really the what it comes down to here. Because I can see how the state might have build, you know, offices and things like that. You shouldn't. Is it possible for the state to operate? I mean, they're the ones that pass the laws, right? Is it possible for them to operate if you can go to the mayor's office and use it like the restroom in your home? Like, that's not really going to work out. They're having meetings in there, and there you are right on top of his big mahogany desk taking one, squeezing one out. No, that's not going to really work. So I get why they have to have some areas that are off limits and that kind of thing, but is it a public place or isn't it a public place? Can a public place have a roof on it? Can it have air conditioning? It seems like it can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a big question is, you know, to what level can the government people regulate public places? And obviously in some places like Washington, D.C., you're going to find more regulations on public places and who can be there. And, you know, for instance, they've arrested people for dancing quietly at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. So, you know, your mileage may vary.
You could call that dancing.
were some people who were dancing there. You're referring to Adam Kokesh?
Yes. Yeah. The full body dry heave movement to music.
So, anyway, in this case, so there's some rooms on this court. In this courthouse, there are rooms that you cannot access as a member of the public. There are doors that are locked. So, obviously, those are not as public, those places. And they're going to argue that, well, the whole courthouse is a similar venue. It is also under our control, and so, therefore, there are some things that should and should not be allowed.
So, if the entire courthouse is not a public space, then one would not be allowed to go and sit inside the courtroom during trials.
Well, no, he is acknowledging that it is a public space, but their argument is that there are certain restrictions that are appropriate for certain public spaces. That's going to be their position, I think, coming at this. Because they're saying, well, yeah, it's public. You can come observe trials. You can come and do what we say you can do, but if you do something we don't like, well, then we can stop you from that. In this case, they don't like people finding out about jury nullification, so they want to put a stop to that. So we continue here with the audience.
In a public place. Handed out, you just have to do it outside. So Bob here told me that this is considered solicitation. Now, solicitation sounds like a legal term that has to do with handing out information. Say, let's say I was selling painting services or cleaning services or something. That would seem to be kind of inappropriate for a courthouse. But giving people information about their rights, not solicitation, or not asking for money. This doesn't ask for money. So I have to, you know, firmly disagree with
it. Over at the other court, you could do it downstairs at district court. You could do it in that lobby over there. So why don't we do it downstairs in that area down there? So you're not clogging up.
Now, he's actually trying to negotiate.
He's negotiating.
Yeah.
I love this.
So there's in this courthouse, there's an entryway, basically. The first floor.
The ground floor is what they call it.
Right. What you might call the first floor, they're calling the ground floor. And then the second floor, which is on top of the ground floor, is actually what they call the first floor.
I love that. I love it when they do that in businesses.
There's a basement that they call the attic.
I thought you were joking about that.
I'm still joking about that.
I thought you were serious there for a moment. The ground floor is what this entryway, basically. You walk in, and there's a security checkpoint. And that's it. That's all that's on the ground floor. There's the entrance to entrance to the elevator, and then the entrance to the stairwell, and that's it.
And a door to the gated parking area
for
the judges, the bailiffs, and other bureaucrats that work there.
That would make sense that they would have that, too. I just didn't take note of it. So that's it. Just the security checkpoint. You walk in, go through the security checkpoint, and then you go up to the floor that you want to go on. So he's here negotiating, trying to say, well, look, how about we let you go down on the... on the ground floor by the security checkpoint, where, by the way, there's a signpost that says no loitering in that area. And so Bob Tebow actually does not appreciate...
Whoa, what are you doing negotiating with terrorists?
He's about to speak up and step in and basically say, no way, Jose, that's not going to happen here. So we'll come back with more in moments of the audio from Daryl and I being threatened with arrest this morning for engaging in free speech. And we're going to go back tomorrow. More coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call a National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we will give you more of the audio of Daryl and I being threatened with arrest this morning. I was explicitly threatened with arrest. Daryl was sort of implicitly threatened with arrest. And this was all for engaging in our supposed right to free speech and the right to be the free press. We'll continue that audio in moments. Also, I want to invite you to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can create the content on the front page of the website. All those news items, they tend to be news items. It can be YouTube videos, too, or whatever. They tend to be news items. Those, as you scroll down the front page, you can vote them. Vote them up if you like. Vote them down if you don't. Or ignore them if you don't like them to. And they were put there by listeners like you, meaning that you can actually create the content there on the front page. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Again, freetalklive.com. More than 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment at bitcoinstore.com. We talk a lot about bitcoins here on this program, and some people, when they get into learning about bitcoins, they inevitably want to know, well, what can I do with the bitcoins? Because sure, you can buy bitcoins and hold on to them, but that doesn't really make them feel like a currency. If you want them to feel like a currency, you've got to spend them. And you can do that at bitcoinstore.com. They have amazing prices, 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, and you can get computer parts as well there, bitcoinstore.com. Very, very affordable, and go ahead and check around and make sure that they've got the best prices. They probably will. And there's, again, 0% markup, so you really can't go wrong. BitcoinStore.com, they only accept Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com. Let's go to the phones. JT is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. JT.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
Hey. Thanks. I just had a thought about public spaces, I guess, and I really like what you guys did. You know, we've got to flex our muscles sometimes, right? But
thanks.
In a conversation, it's easiest for me to play devil's advocate. I'm kind of contrary like that, you know?
Sure. We like that.
Go ahead. You're qualified to be a libertarian. Let me swear you in. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering what, I mean, maybe how they justify it. And also, tell me if I'm right on this. I suspect you knew that was going to happen, right? You knew that they wouldn't take too kindly to it, and that that their feathers would get ruffled, right?
Oh, yes, I absolutely suspected that. And I wouldn't recommend that anybody else try this alone like I did. That was a fairly risky move, even though I knew that, I wouldn't recommend anybody try what I did today.
Okay. Just one thing I was thinking, maybe it's not so much the space that's public, right? Whether it's a park, whether it's a building, whether it's indoors or outdoors, maybe it's more the service, like a park is a place to be. In that case, it is the area. But a library, for instance, it's not so much the square footage of the library, it's the book service. And that way, a library is a library, whether it's, have you seen those rolling libraries that are like vans that are loaded mm-hmm. with books?
Sure.
So, you can have a library that's not so much, the square footage, and you can have a library that is a brick-and-mortar building, say. So
are you saying that if it were a smaller space that then they would have justification for removing me because I would have then been more in the way?
Well, smaller than what?
Well, this was not a very small space. There's plenty of room for people to get around me. I was in no way blocking anybody's access to the court as I was handing out information this morning at the Chester
Street. These hallways are wide enough to where four people can stand shoulder to shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, I haven't watched the video yet. You did say there was a video, didn't you?
Yes, there is. It's in fact posted right now over at freekeen.com if you'd like to check it out.
Yeah, I've got a counter question on this.
Right.
So this is jury outreach. The purpose of this, actually I'm asking the caller here. The purpose of this outreach is to reach jurors. So, and there was a case in Orlando where they had...
Technically it's to reach potential jurors.
Okay, potential
jurors. Because they haven't been selected at
all right.
this point.
So, and it makes sense to be at a courthouse to do that jury activism.
Right.
In Orlando, I can't remember the name of the activist. Was
Mark Schmitter.
Mark Schmitter was doing the same sort of activism in Orlando. They arrested him. They threw him in jail. They gave him 6 months.
That's right.
For handing out flyers, these kind of dangerous criminal activities of handing out flyers and stuff.
I believe it was a contempt of court charge in that case.
Right. So they gave him.
Was it jury tampering?
They gave him a freedom of speech zone. So they gave him like this little box that was at a line that he could stand on that was like around the corner away from where the jurors come in.
Yeah, sure.
And he could hand out to all the jurors that might walk by the dumpster out back, he could hand a flyer. Now, I would ask if. Do you have freedom of speech in a country that guarantees freedom of speech and the highest law of the land? Do you have freedom of speech if they can limit where you speak? If they tell you, yes, the county has set aside some area for your free speech. It's in the middle of the woods. We've got a 3x3 area in the middle of the woods, and you may go speak all you wish there. Do you still have freedom of speech if all they give you is a little plot of land out where you can't speak to anybody?
Sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it, and that's why, I mean, and I see there's a razor-thin balance here, but I do question whether or not Ian knew this was going to occur, whether that matters at all.
I suspected that it might occur.
But it doesn't matter, right?
No.
The fact that you believe that the bailiffs who have been tyrannical in this court would be tyrannical when you were passing out flyers mm-hmm. really doesn't have anything to do when you're standing up for the freedom of speech.
There you go. JT, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. So we're playing the audio.
I absolutely appreciate anybody who calls in with a sort of devil's advocate kind of thing like JT does, because
I don't want to talk to the choir the whole show.
Yeah, I really do believe that the best way to come up with the right answer is you gotta test the other answers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're back to the video here where Deputy Shanks has come out at the request of the bailiffs who are trying to remove me from the courtroom, from the courthouse. Daryl is there recording the video of this. And Shanks is just, after hearing my explanation about why I don't think this is solicitation, because it's not selling anything, there's no money being asked of anybody, etc., he then actually makes the offer to negotiate. He comes off of his position that you have to leave the courthouse, and he says, well, how about you just go down on the ground floor where the security checkpoint is, and you can stand there. Well, that's when Tebow, who's kind of hanging back, leaning against a wall,
rattling his keys,
yep, speaks up.
This area, the outside the building, according to the judge. Is that how they did it at the old Superior Court?
Yeah, outside the building.
Outside
the building. Came inside and passed them out.
Okay, you're all set. Thank you.
The judge says, outside the building, it's fine. Down inside.
Now, look, the reason I never came inside at the old buildings is because I didn't want to deal with these old jerks, for the most part. Or, secondly, because I just wasn't used to doing it inside. I had always, just done it outside, so that was just always the way it was done. I don't recall ever having any conversation with these people. Like, there was no deal.
Yeah.
We didn't have a deal. It was just the way it was.
The deal is you do what we say, Ian.
Right. So
that's the deal.
They don't like that I'm, muscling in on their territory with my flyers and information.
Do you want to file a motion?
You don't have to file a motion to ask for your rights, because if it's your right, if free speech is your right and freedom of your press is your right, then you don't.
Let me check with him.
Yep, bring him out. Let's talk to him.
I don't like how the sheriff's deputy is now sort of being the go-between.
He's not taking Tebow's word for it sounds like.
Right.
Tebow makes the claim, well, that's what the judge said. And so he hasn't actually spoken to the judge at this point. So what has transpired is I was there handing out this information for about 15, 20 minutes uninterrupted. Tebow comes out, one of the court bailiffs, threatens me, says I'm soliciting and that I can't do that. He then goes and fetches the sheriff's deputy, brings the sheriff's deputy out here, and they obviously hadn't talked to the judge because Shanks just asked if the judge is there. So now Shanks is leaving the deputy to actually go and talk to the judge. So all this while here, I'm still there.
chaos is raining at the courthouse. You're passing out flyers quietly to people.
All right, we come back with more from the video here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract in Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do
you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you would like here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are playing for you some audio from this morning's experience that Daryl and I had in the courthouse in Keene, New Hampshire. We were doing some outreach. Daryl was doing Don't Take a Plea Deal at the district court floor, and he had no issues. But I was doing during altercation outreach on the Superior Court floor, and the different floors are controlled by different security agencies. The security agency on the district court floor tends to be more laid back, tend to be a little bit cooler, a little more friendly. The security on the Superior Court floor are a bunch of jerks, just to put it bluntly. They are rude, mean old men for the most part. There's one guy of this Superior Court staff that's not rude and mean, but the rest of them are absolutely nasty people. They do appear to have hired some new people, though, to run the security checkpoint on the ground floor, and those guys seem to be pretty decent so far. So it's actually easier now than ever before. So one thing that's good about this new courthouse is it's easier now than ever before to get through security. Used to be that they had a rule specifically targeted, what appear to be specifically targeted against Ian Freeman, because I don't ever see anyone else with backpacks on in the courthouse, but I always have my, like, I've got this activist backpack. It's basically a laptop bag, so I can carry my laptop, and then, you know, there's all kinds of flyers in one pocket. And
it's a backpack that you put your laptop in.
No, it's a laptop backpack. It is a specially designed laptop backpack. You can buy them at office supply stores, and it's like a $100 backpack. So, anyway, it's, you know, it's got padding, and it's well-designed for that. And so, you know, I've got my flyers in there. I've got my video camera in there. I've got a bunch of stuff in there. I got the Robin. I've got a, you know, roll of nickels for Robin Hooding. I've got Robin Hood cards. I've got a scanner to, you know, listen to the police or whatever. I've got all kinds of stuff in there.
You've got a bunch of different flyers.
Yeah, lots of flyers. So anyway, at the old checkpoint in the old court building, the Superior Court building, they would demand that I empty the entire backpack. They would give me a bin, like a big plastic bin, set that down and demand I empty the entire backpack. And I said, well, do you do this to women with purses? And they said, no.
Why would we?
Right.
We just hate you.
Right.
We don't hate them.
It was clearly something that, I mean, I felt like it was targeting me. Maybe they had, you know, other people come in there with backpacks, but it was not an old rule. It was a relatively new rule for the old court building, and now they don't do that anymore because now they have an x-ray machine, kind of like you would see at the airport, for instance, with a monitor on it where they can pass things through the machine. And so it was much easier to get in this morning. I literally walked in, put the bag on the x-ray machine rollers, and they rolled it through, and that was it. They didn't even paw through the bag. So that's an improvement. And then the other improvement is that in this courthouse, this new courthouse, the courtroom itself is much larger. And that's a good thing because we've had trials here in Keene which have garnered a lot of attention. There have been a lot of activists. Like, people come over from Manchester and come over from Grafton and different parts of New Hampshire to attend an activist trial. But the old courtroom was so small, it only held 23 viewers. And sometimes they would bring
pull
as many,
a few chairs out.
They pull some chairs out, and sometimes they would actually bring bureaucrats in and have them sit in the audience area just to take up as many seats as they possibly could to prevent activists from coming in and sitting down.
So why did they make the courtrooms bigger?
Well, because
they really don't want you in them.
Well, the judges want to have a bigger courtroom to preside over. I'm sure it makes them feel more
important.
But the
judge is the one who had to let them approve this whole bureaucrat sitting in the thing in the first place, right?
I'm sure it makes them feel more important, Mark, to actually have a real big, you know, nice courtroom to preside over. I don't know what their real reasons are for doing this, but they've more than quintupled the amount of seating in the courtroom in the Superior Court. So I don't expect anybody's going to be shut out. Because there have been times where we've gone to trials and there have been 20 people in the hallway because they couldn't make it into the courtroom because all the seats were full. So that's another improvement in this particular court building. We go to the phones here, Dave. We'll continue the audio in moments. Dave's in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
I kind of wanted to speak to, you know, what you were saying as far as, you know, not taking a plea deal and kind of share my experience. Some background on Las Vegas. Las Vegas is, the majority of Las Vegas is not in the city limits of Las Vegas. It's unincorporated Clark County. So you have a setup where you have certain laws in Las Vegas and in unincorporated Clark County, and you actually go into different courts. So if you get arrested in Las Vegas city limits for a misdemeanor, if it's anything more, you don't go to this court. But if you get arrested for a misdemeanor, you go to the Las Vegas court.
Okay.
You also go to the Las Vegas jail, which is not a good place to go. But what happened with me was I got arrested, and actually it happened another time. It actually happened twice, but for something they call obstruction of a police officer.
Hmm.
So it's basically, I don't know how to use it other places, but basically how they use it here is, I have nothing to arrest you for, so I'm going to say you obstructed my investigation.
That's right.
It's a catch-all.
Yes. It's basically, you didn't answer my question, or I told you to do something, you didn't do it. So without getting into too much detail, I was on private property in my car, and this case is actually still ongoing. But and they said that I wouldn't get out of my car, and I said, you know, no, F you, pig, or something stupid, which wasn't even the case. But they dragged me out of my car. I had bruises on me. I spent 60 hours in jail, 20 after I even paid my bail. And this was like, they put you in real jail. You know, and I'm somebody, I've lived out here a while. I've never been in any trouble in Las Vegas. I mean, I'm educated. I have a good job. I'm not like some, you know, not that it's okay to abuse anybody, but, you know, they think basically they target people that they think, you know, can't fight back. So, of course, they wanted me to plead out, you know, suspended. They wanted like a 60-day suspended sentence, stay out of trouble.
And was it
that,
so just a quick clarification, was this a misdemeanor charge or an ordinance violation?
No, it was a misdemeanor charge.
Misdemeanor, okay.
So it went to the Las Vegas City Court. And also, just so you know, in the state of Nevada, you do not get a jury trial for a misdemeanor, which is 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine maximum penalty. So
you're going in front of a judge, a guy that works with these people every day.
Yes. So you know it's rigged already. So to me, I was like, you know, I'm not going to plead to something I didn't do. You know, this is ridiculous. I had when I said bruises, I mean, I had huge bruises. So, you know, I had pictures. I felt like, you know, I'd never been in jail. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I was sitting in the holding cell. They put me in, like, the Las Vegas jail, you know. where you're in an orange suit, whatever. And it's, the whole thing is ridiculous to me. So, you know, I'm like, I'm going to take it a trial. I don't see how.
Did they, just a clarification, Art, did they put you in, I realize you weren't calling to tell us about your jail experience, but I'm just curious, since I've been in jail, I know what, you know, it can be like. When you were in jail, were you in population or were you in a holding cell, you know,
no, by that's
yourself?
What I'm saying. I was in, like, jail population, like jail. Because, yeah, they do have, you know, when I was younger, I got in some trouble, whatever. Just, you know, you sit at the police station jail for a couple hours and then you get yourself out.
Were you in with sentenced offenders, or were you in with sentenced inmates? Okay.
Yes, there was one guy. I mean, it's like minimum security. It's not like, you know, but there was one guy who was serving like 6 months for something. So there are people in there that they're sentenced and they're in there. But it was so, I think they pretty much do it on purpose. I mean, I was in there, you know, 2.5 days and 20 hours even after I paid my bail. So
ridiculous.
I think they do it, you know, to mess with you as well. There's a whole system.
Well, I don't know that they do it to mess with you. It's in their interest to make jail as uncomfortable for everybody as possible. They want jail to be an uncomfortable place, and consider that the vast majority of the people that are in the Clark County Jail or the the Las Vegas police holding area, these are unsentenced people that are presumed innocent under the law.
Yes.
But and the same folks that have the pink underwear in Joe Arpaio's Phoenix, Arizona, all these people are innocent as far as the law is concerned, but the fact is America's turned into such a police state that basically the default is putting you in jail. The default isn't that you should be on your own recognizance unless you are a flight risk or violent to the a danger to the community, because obviously you weren't either of those things, but that's what they want to do to you.
What's conditioning too? It's we're gonna show you that you do what we say, or this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna obey, and then they want to scare you into just pleading out. So I went to trial. The judge even admitted that, you know, the pictures. He's like, I'll admit that, or not admit, but you know, accept that these bruises, which again, I mean, were huge, are from the police officers, but I'm still gonna find you guilty. Now the city attorney, and again, this is a court that only deals with misdemeanor crimes. If it's a gross misdemeanor, it goes to the district court. So,
and you were looking at 6 months in jail? You were looking at six months?
Well, that's the maximum penalty.
That's what I mean.
The city attorney asked for wanted me to go to jail for 30 days, pleaded with the judge that I should go to jail in 30 days because I'm a bad person because I didn't obey the police.
And stand by. I want you to tell the rest of your story, Dave. If you can hold on, I want to bring you back here. Can you stand through the news?
No problem.
All right, we'll bring Dave back from Vegas. Your calls are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.